Russian missiles killed at least 4 people in the Ukrainian city of Lviv today. Officials say it was the heaviest attack on the city's civilian area since the start of the war. Drone and missile attacks happen almost every night, but Ukraine manages to shoot down the vast majority of these incoming Russian weapons. And that's because of an air defense team guarding the capital, Kyiv. NPR's Greg Myrie was recently given rare access.
When Russia launches an airstrike on Kyiv, the first line of defense is parked here in this sprawling field of hay and bright red poppies outside the capital. The protection consists of 2 Ukrainian soldiers and their American-made Humvee with a U.S. Stinger missile system mounted on back. The ground is littered with cigarette butts, evidence that the pair endures long spells of tedium punctuated by a few minutes of surging adrenaline.
This is a cat-mouse game.
Dmytro is an army lieutenant who brought me here. Like most all Ukrainian troops, he gives just one name.
Russians try to find weak spots. We try to cover all them up. Because this mobile unit is a first barrier for the rockets.
One member of this air defense team is Yuri, who explains how they limit the damage inflicted by Russia's relentless air attacks.
We received the alert that we need to look for certain projectiles. It could be a missile, a plane, a drone, whatever. Then we have 7 minutes to get ready.
If they fire a Stinger missile, that gives away their position to the Russians. They have to flee quickly, a tactic known as shoot and scoot. Russia launches most of its airstrikes after dark, so the Ukrainian teams routinely work through the night.
The last few months were quite intense. We were sleeping about 2 hours per night. We were so exhausted. We could sleep anywhere, in a Humvee or on the ground.
His partner, Serhii, says he's fired off 8 Stinger rounds in total. He missed twice. He says the other 6 were direct hits. They're recorded in white paint on the side of the camouflaged Humvee. 1 fighter jet, 1 helicopter, 1 missile, and 3 drones. Ukraine's air defense has been extremely effective since Russia's full-scale invasion 16 months ago. But Kelly Grieco at the Stimson Center in Washington says that wasn't a sure thing at first, given Russia's much larger air force.
They have offered a masterclass, really, in how to do air defense, and particularly a strategy of air denial, of knowing that you're at a disadvantage, and they've played their hand really well.
Ukraine initially relied on an old Soviet system, the S-300. But Ukraine ran low on missiles, and the only place that makes them is Russia. Russia tries to exploit this shortage, unleashing thousands of missiles and drones, knowing most will get shot down.
I think you're trying to, first and foremost, exhaust Ukrainian ammunition. Because if you can't destroy the launchers, if you can cause them to run empty, it's the same effect.
In response, the U.S. and other NATO countries are supplying Ukraine with a range of Western air defense systems. Here's U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin speaking recently.
We remain laser focused on meeting Ukraine's urgent needs for ground-based air defense systems. Ukraine's air defenders have saved countless lives.
Ukraine says it's now shooting down incoming missiles and drones at a rate of around 90%. In Kyiv, the best protected city, the figure is even higher. The capital has several layers of air defense. These small Stinger crews form the front line. One reason? Their missiles are much cheaper than the alternative. Stingers cost around $40,000 a pop. The U.S. Patriot system, a last line of defense, shoots missiles that run about $4 million each. Right now, these systems are set to defend Ukraine's cities. But if Ukraine's ground troops advance in their current offensive, they'll need air defenses to go with them. Ukraine could move these mobile crews with the troops, but that would reduce protection for the cities. Again, Kelly Grieco.
Ukraine is probably having to rethink right now, actually, about whether to keep those protecting the cities or if they really need to bring them to the front in order to give their counteroffensive a better chance of success. Hard decisions, but they may be necessary ones.
Still, Ukrainians remain confident. Dmytro, the lieutenant, recalls Moscow's long, unhappy history with Stinger missiles dating to Afghanistan in the 1980s. The U.S. then gave Stingers to Afghan rebels, and they were hugely effective in taking down Soviet helicopters.
Russians keeping Putin their nose where they don't belong, and they are not welcome here. So we're gonna throw at them everything we have.
So far, that's been enough to keep the Russians from gaining air superiority. Greg Myrie, NPR News, outside of Kyiv.